Today's podcast is brought to you by the Herzog Foundation. As the holidays approach, most of us will gather around a table with family and friends, enjoying a festive meal together. But what about all the other days of the year? Well, sadly, family dinner time is becoming less common. Today, we'll talk about how important it is to have meals together on a regular basis around the table. Stay with us. This is the Moms for America podcast. Each week, leaders and everyday champions tell personal stories, share advice, and tackle the issues most important to moms. Hi, moms. I'm Debbie Kurlandis, your host, and welcome to the Moms for America podcast. We're so glad that you're joining us again this week. Right, every week we gather together to inspire, encourage, and educate moms in their journey through motherhood. So, super welcome. So glad that you're here. All righty. Well, on to today's program. It's going to be very interesting. We're talking about a great topic. Unfortunately for the American family, there's mounting evidence that we're not sitting down and having meals together very often. One study found that 46% of families said it was difficult to eat together on a regular basis. In addition to that, 60 years ago, family dinners lasted for 90 minutes. Now today, the average dinner lasts about 12 minutes. Well, as moms, we all know that there are great benefits from our families breaking bread together. Our guests today, Ken and Linda Coldenhoven, are encouraging parents to make this a priority through their new book, Connecting Around the Table. Welcome, Linda and Ken. So glad to have you on the Moms for America podcast.
Thank you so much. We're excited to be here with you.
Yeah, we're honored to be a part of this amazing movement you have going. So thank you for having us.
Well, you both come very highly recommended from some friends at Moms for America. Just really a great message that you're sharing and an interesting topic. You know, at Moms for America, obviously, we talk a lot about the kitchen table because that's a central point in all of our homes and the importance of dinner time and what happens in your homes and the cultivating of your children's spirit, either through cooking or through praying, all these wonderful things, right, that happen in our home. Yes. Right. Tell us a little bit about your family first before we get started.
Well, Ken and I have been married for over 47 years. Wow. We got married at 19 and 20. We have three adult children and all married and six grandchildren. So we have five grandsons. And just this past year, we had our first little granddaughter. And, you know, we brought the kids up to eat around the table. You know, no matter what, we had sports and you just have to make time. Yeah. You have to just put that time aside because it is so important.
Sure is.
Well, we learned maybe a little bit the hard way, because in the early years we were building businesses, and you know, you say you're doing it for the kids and the family, and mm-hmm. in reality we were doing it for ourselves, for the own glory, for building our companies, for, you know, to see where we could take them. And we kind of got we were at a conference, and it was about getting your priorities straight, putting God first, your family, and your mm-hmm. business. And I was sitting there thinking, man, they're talking about me. This is me. And he said, well, go home and ask your children. We went home and asked our children. My daughter, who was then 10 years old, laughed in my face. And she said, are you kidding? She said, with you, it's business, business, business. Well, that really hit. And we made a drastic change. I went from living in Grand Rapids to then moving to Orlando, Florida, working out of my home, did everything FedEx, fax, and phone. And started cooking, making breakfast. And I found it just brought us together. It got me involved in their lives, what they were doing, what they're interested in. Then I started doing dinners, and they would come down and start to do homework with me for a while. And I fell in love with how that brought us together, how it made us close. Because until that point, I would see them on Sunday, because I was gone from 4 or 5 in the morning till 8 o'clock at night. I'd see them on Sunday. We'd go to church, go to brunch, I turn on a football game and fall asleep. That's right. Not life we want to have. Everything was on.
And yours is probably not an unusual story either.
Right. I mean, believers are not, you know, I mean, a lot of times the dads don't take as much, you know, opportunity to be with the kids, which, you know, we're seeing now how important the dads are. But as
Yes.
you know, moms are the heartbeat of the home. And
Absolutely.
so, you know, we need to push that time together around the table or, you know, what, however we can communicate with our kids.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's where I want to come in is because I want to support the mom's role. I had a great mother growing up,
yes.
and it was a great example and helped us love God, love our country, and love our families. And my wife has been amazing as well. But, you know, we have to be a support system there for you too, because you guys have so much on your shoulders.
Right.
And, you need us to participate and get in the game with you as well.
Yeah. Well, I heard, right, Ken, you came in and you started, like you said, doing some of the cooking, you know, so that's really a great help to moms and to your wife. And you have a little bit of story about cooking in your home there, right, Linda?
A lot of desperation because I did not cook.
I didn't want to throw you under the bus, but I heard
no.
the story, right.
And it's fine because I know God gave me other talents. I can make
yes.
a beautiful table and entertain and everything else, but he loves to cook. And so it's a great partnership. And
that's
that's,
good.
you know, and the kids sit at the bar counter and watch him cook while we talk. And that's how it was, you know, early on. So it's turned out really well. And
Yeah.
so he's kind of a role model now. We have many other friends that want men that want cooking classes from Ken.
There you go. I'll sign up my husband too, because yeah, I just keep buying him all kinds of things, smokers, Blackstone grill. You know, we just try to get all the tools here. So he helps out there, and then I can kind of take care of the rest of it inside the house and do.
Well,
Ken's got
I
a
have
good
some
tool.
tools that I'll tell you about in a little bit. In college, we lived in the dorms. I didn't know she couldn't cook. I assumed every woman could cook. My mother could, all my aunts could.
Okay, so that was many years ago, right?
And so we got back from our honeymoon and she made a dinner, one of my favorites, and it was eggplant parmesan. I said, honey, this is really good, but what is it? She says, eggplant parmesan. I said, where's the eggplant? She said, oh, I knew I forgot something. Well,
it was on the kitchen counter.
So I called my mom the next day and I thought I'd get sympathy from her. And I said, Mom, she's wonderful, but she can't cook. And
oh,
I,
no.
You know, she would, you know, just build me up. And she said, well, you know how to, right? I said, yes. Yeah. She says, well, then get to it. So help her out. So,
there
so
you
I
go.
guess,
it worked out
yeah.
Good.
So it's been wonderful though. We're designed to do what we're both best at, and it works for our family really good.
And I think when we look at this, we just realize how much marriage and raising a family is a partnership. Absolutely.
Yes, it is.
You know,
and
these are things.
Because
okay.
we know how the left is trying to break apart the traditional family, right? And so
sure
that's
is.
It is so important that we spend time with them and, you know, let
Yeah.
them know mom and dad's role and gather and
Yeah.
where we can eat together.
Right. I mean, even here, I do travel quite a bit, and my husband actually travels a little bit too. But anytime that we are home as a family, we are 100% have dinner together. So I would say mostly, unless someone has, you know, an unusual schedule, we're still in our family having dinners regularly together, and Sundays always after church. So it really is a priority. And I remember hearing this years ago, that when your kids come home from school, your husband comes home from work, or just anyone comes into your home, that there's just something so amazing about having just that great, like, aroma, you know, like I made sourdough bread the other day. Just all that just really creates such a great atmosphere of it's just comfy. It makes your home comfy.
It makes your kids feel belonged.
Yeah.
Like, and like they're special when they come home to
well, and the memories you're building for your kids, seeing
absolutely.
That model to them is just amazing. It's the best investment you'll ever make.
It sure is.
Investing in your family.
Let's talk about maybe some of the research about eating together versus eating alone. I'm sure you know this research more than I do, but what percentage of families are eating together in today's day and age? And, you know, is it a lost art? Are we able to bring it back? Do you think families are missing it? Because usually those parents grew up at the kitchen table, but somehow they've lost it, right?
Right. In their busyness, right? And I think if they knew the stats, I think today it's between 30 and 40% only
That's what I'm seeing here,
eat
right?
together, which is, you know, regularly. And, but the benefits of it, I mean, Ken did mostly of the research on this part, but It's when families eat together at least regularly 4 or 5 times a week. I mean, better grades, better,
Yes.
self-esteem, much less chance of alcohol, drug abuse, teen pregnancy goes way down. And even just eating right,
Yeah.
all of that plays such a huge part. And so these little things, we really feel like that's why we decided to put to do the book, because
Right.
we feel like you can almost help America one family at a time by starting
Absolutely.
to get back to the table.
And those
And
relationships really build at the table, hearing everyone's story, everyone's day, praying for the meal, honoring God with
right.
the fruits of our labor, the harvest that's on our table. I mean, these are just beautiful things that when you do together, it becomes a part of really of your soul, because you will then go out and you'll pray over your meal and you'll want to have folks together at a table, meeting together. It really is the place that everyone likes to meet, is over food.
I know. Even if you have a party, where is everybody? In the kitchen, right? I mean, everybody, it is all around about food. And we see in the Bible from Genesis all the way to Revelation, breaking bread together around the table. Look how many times in the Bible Jesus ate with people. And so it is, it's what we need to do and to get back to.
So, God designed us that we have to renew our mind, bodies, and souls, and our spirits
Amen.
every day. And what a great place to do it around the dinner table. We can accomplish all that and build each other up and just help each other. So, one of the good things that happened during COVID is it forced people to eat more together because they had to be home.
You're
And
right.
I was hoping that at least people would see how wonderful that was to again gather around the table, to get to know each other, to get to love on each other more, to build each other up, and saw the benefits of that. So I'm hoping that some people at least will try to keep that tradition going and build that into their home and get, make it now a habit rather than a rare occasion.
And I think we saw that since COVID, it's 10% more have continued to do that. So at least, it's gone up, and maybe they're seeing the, like you said, the fruits of their labor with better communication with their family and so on.
Now, you always sought to include four ingredients. I've kind of alluded to some of those, but prayer, food, fun, good conversation. Give our mom some tips about this. It's always nice to see how someone else does, maybe their dinner table, their supper time, just because then you can pull those elements and include them in your own home.
Well, let me say that the fun part of it, Ken will talk about recipes and food and all that, but moms do, I think, want to keep their kids engaged. And so you do have to make it fun and have fun conversation. But like you said, when families come home and they smell the bread in the oven or whatever, it just has that sense of feeling and belonging. One of my very close friends was a single mom for a very long time. And she said what she did, and this is a good point for single moms and working moms as well. What she would do is she would set the table the night before and try to prep some of the dinner so that when they all got home the next day after school, after work, it wasn't like, oh, let's just go through drive-through or whatever, because everyone was tired. They got home, the table was set already, it looked pretty, it was inviting. And the
Nice.
dinner, she just really kind of had to warm it up. And so there was a lot of time that she was able to spend with her kids, even as a single mom.
Yeah.
And she made them feel so loved, by just doing that. So I think, and just in conversation to bring up fun things, it's saying, oh, how was your day? And that's good, but you need to expand on it with other things.
Well,
But
we also had questions that we were intentional about. And one of the first things we did after we prayed, and we'd have the kids serve each other because we wanted to build that servant attitude.
Nice.
But we asked them, what did you do nice for somebody today? So they knew every day they were going to be
They were going to
accountable.
get that question. I love that.
Exactly.
And so we just wanted the kids to think, how can you serve others? What can you do nice for somebody? And in the beginning, it started out with, well, I let someone in front of me at the drinking fountain, or I held a door. But as time went on, as they got older, we started to hear, I saw someone was having a hard time, so I went and, tried to help, or someone was new and I tried to show them around, things like that. So And today we've changed that a little bit. We still do that, but we also have, we're intentional about asking questions like, what's God doing in your life right now? Or how is your relationship with the Lord? Or are you struggling with anything right now? And we have everyone go around the table and answer those questions. And we can affirm it, and we can just give our responses right there. And that just builds such a sense of community and
Sure
such a
does.
strong bond for everybody. It's amazing what that can do when you show them that you're there, that,
Amen.
a part of this.
Because as we know today, loneliness is a huge epidemic, right?
Right.
Even teenage girls, very lonely right now. And so by having your teenage daughters just sit down and try to, it's going to be like pulling teeth at first, but
Right.
they will open up. We see it. We've known other moms that, just keep at it and just let them know your dining room table, your kitchen table, it's more than a piece of furniture.
Yeah.
It's a safe place. It is where you can open up. You could talk to us and it won't go further. That's what we told her. I mean, we heard stories about teachers and all kinds of things that they, let us, and it was just a safe
Right.
place right
Right.
there.
Well, that
So
is, that's their
funny
home. That's
stories too.
we may
That's
be
the hub. That's really the
yeah.
hub of everything, isn't it? That kitchen
Right.
table. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And that's what we say. It's more than a piece of furniture. That's really the, next to the mom and being the heartbeat, it's gathering everybody around that table, because that's where you learn about everybody and you
Right.
instill values,
Right.
morals, which no one's hearing about anymore.
And
Yeah.
when you build their trust, we maybe heard some things that we didn't maybe want to hear, but we
Right. You
still.
didn't choke on your food
Yeah,
when you were
yeah,
hearing it.
yeah.
Like, oh
When they
gosh,
were
please, though.
teenagers.
Okay.
And another. Yeah, go ahead.
No, exactly. I just wanted to get back to the fact that our society has changed so much. Obviously there was no social media, no phones, although we were just very strict on that anyways, but none of
Yeah.
these competing things of the world, the
Right.
TV's not on, everyone is sitting, everyone gives each other attention, respectfully. Like you said, they set up, they clean up, we talk about our day, we pray, and no phones. It's almost like a bit of a sanctuary moment for everyone to just break away from all the noise. I want to talk about that because it's so noisy right now.
It is,
Oh,
yeah.
it is.
You have to have a no cell zone, area for your.
No TV, no cell phone.
But I do, wait, let me just say, I do have our cell phone at the table sometimes, because Ken makes not only really good, nutritious meals, but sometimes they're really pretty.
Oh, you got to
So
take a
I have
photo.
to take a
Yeah.
picture. I'm going to start posting more of those. So that is what I have to confess that. Go ahead.
No, but we do not have or tolerate phones on or anything like that because we have to focus on each other. We've got to get back to just loving each other. But going back to about some of the foods, one of the salads we do, and it's in the book, it's called the Fruit of the Spirit salad. And you make the strawberry dressing, or you
Okay,
can use.
so this is the recipe section in the book.
Yeah, there's a
There's
few,
a couple of
but
them.
and it's because then we can talk about the fruits of the spirit. We can talk about love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. And isn't that what Moms America are?
Yeah,
They are
are.
all of those things. It's amazing
Yeah.
to me. But we can talk about those, and I especially can talk about how I need work on self-control, and sometimes I need help on kindness. But
How
those
about
this just
patience?
opens. Well, patience is that's probably the number one thing. But it just opens up those conversations when we can start to talk about some of the food reading and put it in a context of really the life lessons we all need to learn.
Yeah.
So those are just some of the kind of things I like to try to do, or other biblical foods, and we can talk about that too. But
Well, go ahead, talk about that. Let's do it. We're right there.
Well, if you do pomegranates, we can talk about where that's in the Bible, or lamb, and then talk about the sacrificial lamb and the sacrifices that Jesus made for us and things like that. So, especially when we have now our grandkids and they're little again, because I don't think grandparents give themselves enough credit for the influence we can still have in our
Oh,
families,
100%.
and especially in our grandchildren.
So important. And
Yeah.
grandma and grandpa, they can say things and mentor their children, that what they're called to do, their grandchildren, but they just have a special place where they can do and say really what they feel God's leading them to, and really nobody bucks them.
Exactly.
Yeah, especially when we have them alone, and
Yeah,
and
There you go. Right. They're ours. And mom and dad are glad to drop them off.
Oh,
They are.
absolutely.
They are.
Yeah.
All right, mom, stay with us. We have so much more to talk about with Ken and Linda. We'll be right back after this break. Hi, moms. I'm excited to share some news about our new sponsor, the Herzog Foundation. We know you're passionate about raising patriots and empowering your children with the best education possible. And the Herzog Foundation shares that passion. They're dedicated to promoting liberty through education freedom and helping parents like you choose the best educational path. They offer a powerhouse of resources designed to support families and schools alike. Whether you're ready to dive in headfirst to the world of education or simply looking for more ways to empower your child's learning. From free training events to their must-read online publication, The Lion, they're committed to keeping you informed about what's happening in education. Also, if you've ever thought, moms, about starting your own Christian school or co-op, their Schoolbox online course will give you everything you need to get started on the right foot. Again, we are so proud to partner with the Herzog Foundation, and we encourage you to explore all their amazing tools and the insights that they offer. So go ahead, visit herzogfoundation.com to learn more. You won't want to miss these incredible resources. Again, find it all out at herzogfoundation.com. All right, welcome back, moms. But before we continue with our interview about connecting around the table, I'd like to go ahead and invite all of you to like, subscribe, and share our podcast. Obviously, this is how we get the word out and share all the great content and interviews. So please share this and like and subscribe. Also, if you have an idea or a topic for a podcast, I would love to hear from you. You'll go ahead and you'll email me at podcast@momsforamerica.net. Love hearing from you and those suggestions. And lastly, I want to invite all of you, if you're not a part of our family here at Moms for America, please join the movement here. I tell everyone we're the ultimate support group for moms, conservative moms in this culture. It's moms like us uniting all across the country. We're fighting for faith, family, freedom, and the Constitution. How do you find us? You go to momsforamerica.us, sign up for our newsletter, check out all of our resources, our seminars, our webinars, incredible amount of information for you moms that you can share with your family and make a difference in your community as well. Again, check us all out at momsforamerica.us. Well, we're talking about the spiritual significance. You're talking about like the biblical perspective you can mention when you're, cooking or sharing that at the table. But I'd love to just talk about the significance of breaking bread together. The Bible talks about enjoy the food you eat. And, there's so much about breaking bread and just even the miracles of the fish and the loaves. Let's talk about that. I mean, God could have made us, we just drink something and we're good. We didn't have, he really went out of his way for us to have an appetite, to be able to, have incredible taste buds and just really make this such a great experience. And, it's so fun to eat, and all of us obviously love to eat. It's really beyond a necessity. It's really a part of life's enjoyment.
Like you said, it's fun to eat. And I'll let Ken talk about the whole food portion of it. But it being going back to what it says in the Bible, as we mentioned, Jesus ate with so many and he reclined at the table. How many times does it say that? So that's part of the message is to rest. While you're eating, rest, relax, at the table, get to know each other. And I think that's biblical. Just kind of rest on each other and sit there like the Italians, how fun, 2-hour dinners or whatever. It's great. So,
Well, I think we believe God first and foremost is our is what we look up to and what we serve, and we believe Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, and that's how we kind of came up with the creation theme for cooking. We call it creation cooking, and that's and so we
You
use the
take the acronym.
acronyms, and C is
Yes.
healthy
Let's
food. So
let's go through that.
We have choices every day. Mm-hmm. So let's make good choices that are going to be good for our body. And the Bible gives us a lot of examples. He's given us grains. He's given us meat. He's given us fish. He's given us, you know, all these wonderful things to enjoy that are just amazing. I mean,
all the herbs and seasonings that are in the Bible, you know, cinnamon and everything.
And then R is for relax and savor the moments, you know, so we have to rest. We can't rush to dinner. We can't eat at the sink. We can't eat in the car. You know, we can't run through drive-through and have the kids wolf down a hamburger while they're
that's
going.
Not relaxing. Right. No.
And then E is just encourage conversations for growth. A is for achieve fun at family meals and for activity. Yes. Get everybody involved. T is to give thanks to God, our creator, for our food and the wonderful variety that we have. I, invest in your family relationships. I mean, ask intentional questions. Get them involved. Get them knowing that they're wanted, they're needed, they're loved. And that does so much for the kids. And then,
that's the best investment of
time. It is, yes. O, optimize and maximize the family time about things that matter. This is the time we have their attention, especially. We're engaged in conversation. Man, the kids, you give them that opportunity, they're in. Yeah. I mean, they're going to soak this up. And loneliness is such a big thing, too. But, you know, we're building such a sense of well-being when we do this. And then, and it's all about nutrition. And that goes back to making good choices. So, but we came up with that just because what God has created is so amazing. It's incredible what we have to choose from, what we get to do, and how amazing our bodies are. And the stuff that we do with them. So we just want to honor God even with our meals.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that true? Because really every part of our life is a offering.
Right.
Yes, exactly.
It really is. It really is an offering. So if we, and I always try to do, because sometimes I don't want to cook. Actually, it's really get harder for me the older I get. When the kids were little, it just seemed so much easier. I don't know why. But now that I've gotten older and the kids are older, and it just, it's, I have to renew that a little bit in my own home here too, because sometimes we just order out. I mean, we're still sitting and eating together, but, you know, I guess back in the day, my parents never ordered out. There was no such thing.
Well, you know, that's not so bad either. We just say, though, if you do that, make the plates up, you know, set the table and serve it on your plates then. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Some women are so busy, families are so busy that you know, but that's a great option as well. But again, choose good food to eat, stuff nutritious. You know, one of the things I've done, and this will relate to your husband, I use some props in there. Because for a dad to be cool, sometimes to your kids and to your grandkids, that's really hard. I use a big torch. It's a plumber's torch. And I finish off foods. I can make a chili cheese dog in about 45 seconds. That's amazing. And it looks so cool. And all the kids want to try it too. They're like, wow, that's really cool.
I have to go to the website and see him.
Are you kidding me? This is going to be the Christmas gift for my husband.
Yeah,
and you have that power in your hand. It's so cool. But just the fun stuff you can do. You can do nachos. You can do hot dogs. You can sear your steak. Mm-hmm. If your steak's not done enough, hit it with the torch. I do a whole fillet of salmon. I cook it for 5 minutes in the oven, flip it over, put honey on it, and then just torch it the rest of the way. So you caramelize the honey.
Oh,
it's
so
the best
good.
You've ever had. And it's so cool. And everybody wants to try it. Everybody wants to do it. So now we've got activity. We've got everybody.
A little production around it.
Yeah. It's so cool. So I actually have three torches in the kitchen because everybody wants to torch in.
So if we have guests over, all the guys want to do it as well. So sometimes I keep
even some of the moms.
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe they want to show the husbands that they can do it too. But you know, I have a big rubber mallet that I use to pound meats down.
Chicken.
Well, the kids can't get hurt with a big, and it's a rubber mallet from Home Depot. I don't use it for anything else, just for cooking. but you're not going to hurt anybody or hurt anything with it. I use PVC connectors to make salads. So it looks like you went to a 5-star restaurant. I used a PVC connector from Home Depot. So it's a round ring and you put the salad in there, press it down. And when you're ready to serve it, you pull that up and it stays in the nice round
ring. It's a real pretty presentation then.
So cool, easy stuff that any guy can do. He just has to see it. Mm-hmm. But you know, if guys can just take an interest and help moms out, and if they can get around and then want to be there again, it's a win. It's a home run for everybody, you know, then everybody wins. Mom wins because she's got help. Dad wins because now the kids are thinking he's cool and paying attention to him. And now the kids are saying, hey, my parents are not so bad. You know, so
And it's good for our marriages, by the way, right?
Yeah.
Because a lot of times we're not connecting or slowing down. So it's not only for our kids, but it's really for husbands and wives too, to just, I mean, whether you have coffee together or whatever that is, just taking those moments, we all need to be reminded of that.
Yeah,
Oh
it's just
man,
the
we do.
talking together. Even though Ken does most of the cooking, I'm still in the kitchen setting the table,
Oh,
doing
right.
and
Everything
so
that goes
there's
with it.
still communicating, which is, there we do have a section in the book about that too. That it's kind of sensual sometimes to eat, and cook together. I say, hey, put on a sexy apron and you guys start cooking together. I mean, it is because you can chop together and talk, and it really is kind of nice to do a date night and decide what your favorite meal is and cook it together and set the table pretty, light a candle, and it really does make a difference for relationships.
What
Yeah.
about yes, good advice, thank you. I'm just thinking about, I just want to get all of your advice before I let you go here. I do want to talk about kind of this problem with moms that are working, dads that are working. You shared that little bit of story about the gal that set the table before, but let's talk about like the moms and the dads that are working. What's your advice for them? How do they hold on to that? What can they do? Because I know, along with everything you're sharing right now, you must have some advice for them on how to pull together that dinner in the evening, maybe when everybody's coming home at 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock after football practice and
It
all
doesn't
that.
always have to be a dinner. You have to find what works for your family. Maybe a breakfast or a dinner.
Okay.
But you know, it's just getting around that time
At
together.
least
And
one meal
sometimes
a
it's tough.
day, we
Yeah.
say, would be great.
And that's why most of the things I
Good
cook
point.
take a long time because we don't have that time to do that. You know, I have a run a business. We've got all kinds of things going on. I love to play golf. I love to do all this stuff. I don't want to spend an hour or two in the kitchen. A lot of my meals might take a half hour. I can do some in 10 or 15 minutes. But so we don't have to spend all day or hours in there to put on a good meal because yeah, people are busy. They've got so much on their plate already.
And sometimes when you're going to make something, he'll double it up or triple it up and then put it in
Good
so that
point.
you do have another meal
I'm good with
already,
leftovers too, so
right? With,
you know.
so you have some already pre-made. That really helps a lot.
That's the hardest thing ever is figuring out leftovers. And I do see here that you've got some simple meal ideas for super busy families, but that leftover, I've got a girlfriend, she can recreate and it looks like a brand new meal the next day. And I'm like, how did you think of that?
Yeah, that's fun. Sometimes I love just going in the fridge and picking out a few things and trying to see what I can put together with it. But
We're
I've been
all
doing
just really jealous of that gift.
it for a long time.
But like you said, it doesn't, it could be a breakfast or a dinner, and you don't really have to actually make it. I mean, if everyone is so crazy that night, go to Whole Foods or whatever and pick up a chicken or and then bring it home, take it out of the cart and put it on a nice plate, because that will save you time. And that's the important, is to choose something nutritious and to just be together. So you know what, if you have to do it, start small. That's what we tell everyone. Do it, even if you can only do dinner 2 or 3 times a week originally first. Start small. It's okay. Build up to it, because the more you do it, then you'll see how the kids respond and how your family responds, how much you love each other, communicate each other more, that then you want to take time and do it more regularly. And that's how it
It's
works.
not really about the food. It's about being together and
Right.
getting that time together. So even if you have to do
Well
takeout, at
said.
least do it around the table, set the table. And that saves you time right there. But make sure you put in that time around the table, pray together around the table, ask questions intentionally to your children, get them to respond to you, because that's where it's all happening. That's where we need to just love on each other because it just does so much.
And it's not always just about the family. It's community, getting your neighbors to come in. We love to have widows over, and oh my gosh, it's so fun to see how they just light up and want to talk and talk about their experiences and just have a night out.
Right.
It's hospitality. Look how
Well, that's
much.
another biblical principle, right?
Yes, it
You know,
is.
opening up your home and the gift of hospitality. Some have it a little bit more than others. And I love entertaining. That is one of my gifts. But, you know, it does take a commitment, and you kind of have to do remind yourself a little bit, like, you know, we haven't maybe been able to bless anyone recently. Who can we have over? But if it's grandpa and he hasn't had a home cooked meal in a month or two, it could be as close as that, or it could be friends from church or your neighbors or so. But let's talk about hospitality, because the holidays are coming up.
Yes.
And I'd love to just
Can you
talk
believe
about
it?
that. Yeah.
Oh. Well, hospitality, as you said, it is in the, it's mentioned in the Bible. I don't know how many, many times, but I forgot we have the research
That's
on it.
definitely one of your gifts.
Yeah. Not cooking, we know. So, but you know, hospitality, the root word is hospital. And so it's caring, nurturing, healing. Look how healing it is when you have people over, you know, for, and now it is a good time with Thanksgiving and Christmas coming up. It's a perfect time. Look how many lonely people there are going to be at Thanksgiving. I know we used to just get, you know, here somebody's going to eat alone, and we could have 20 some people sometimes that they didn't know each other at
Yeah.
all. But by the end of the meal, it was so heartwarming to see how you did bless others, but how we were blessed too by opening
Yeah,
up our
we've
home.
always found that trying to give a blessing to someone else came back to us two, three, four, five, 10 times the blessing that we received from just having someone, and how they enriched our lives and just how added value to our families. So it was amazing.
And, you know, people sometimes are a little, it's like, oh, you know, I have to cook for all these people. It's fine to do a potluck or whatever. You know, if you say,
True.
you bring a vegetable, I'll do the main course. You bring dessert, whatever. They love that. And they're still coming around the table and being together. And so that takes a lot of pressure off of you too. I know I couldn't do a whole meal like that.
Yeah, no, I, everyone
I
always,
could do a salad.
Well,
I always do. Well, you can't burn the salad, right? I'm just joking.
They did. My kids used to call me the burner
That was her
because
nickname, the burner.
oh boy.
You'll never live that down. You will never live that down. We
And you
know.
know what?
Yeah.
It's fine.
We put her
It
in,
is.
we put her in charge of the rolls in the oven, and she burned them all the time. So she got the
why?
Burner.
I burnt a couple of things in my day too. So, and I'll never forget too, I made my husband a meatloaf when we first got married, and he was like, "This is not my mother's meatloaf." I'm like, "Well, I guess it's really not. I'll have to get that recipe." You know, and I thought it was going to be really good. But
Well, you just
anyway.
have to say you're not married to your mother.
Yeah, right. Right. And you know, some of us, right, we marry someone whose maybe mom was a great cook. You know, this, so you kind of have a little bit of pressure, and I did. She was a very good cook. But yeah, so any other tips for the holidays? Of course, like you said, you know, opening up your home, being conscious of that, having it be more of a potluck, so everybody brings an you know, piece to help, you know, for Thanksgiving and Christmas. Those can be some huge meals. But what else? I know you've got more tips over there.
Well, I just think for me, it's just to remember what the season is all about and how we need to show love and
share it
and share it with other people and put them first. See if we can be add value or be a benefit to someone else. And forget about the work, because what we're doing and what we're able to give to others is so important. So the older we get, the more we learn that we can really add value to somebody just by doing a gesture or making a meal for them, because it just tells them that they are loved. Someone does care. You can make a difference. Even smiling at someone can make a difference in their
sure
day and
can.
Change their life.
Yeah.
So we don't have to do all these grand gestures, but even just a simple meal can make a difference.
Christmas coming up, and we know at Thanksgiving we love to invite whoever doesn't have a place to go. You know, when we lived in Palm Beach Atlantic University, you know, sometimes there were kids that couldn't go home. And so, you know, there's all places that you can go to find where somebody does not have a home to go to for, you know, Thanksgiving meal. So you just have to do a little investigative work. But for Christmas, it's fun. You know, we can get very inexpensive little ornaments or something like that. And to just, you know, give somebody something like that too, about, you know, the at the dollar store. It's
Oh,
amazing.
all the time. Yeah,
We
I
do,
agree.
yeah, we do a class for young marrieds that, and we teach them the importance of cooking, eating, and praying together right when you start your family. And if you do this, because leadership starts in the home, you've got to start that. And I teach the girls, some of them don't even know how to set a table, after they got married. And so it's easy to, go to the dollar store and pick up some candle votifs, whatever, to make your table look pretty. Because it really makes a difference too. I'm not all about looks, but it does, it
No,
does make a
it helps to,
difference, to have.
early we were talking about statistics and new marriages end about 50% of the time in divorce. You can get that down to less than 2% if you pray together out loud on a daily basis. And so we stress that too, especially with our groups in a men's group that I'm in, is praying together out loud. And we give examples of that. But just it, and it doesn't have to be a long, drawn out prayer, but we pray for each other, you pray for what you're doing work-wise, you pray for your kids, your grandkids by name,
Out
pray for your
loud,
friends,
kids.
and you'd be amazed at how it can draw you together. We're attracted to our mates and our spouses. It's a physical thing, it's a mental thing. But you add the spiritual side of it and look out. It's amazing what'll happen. I tell my guys, your wife loves the way you look, she likes your personality, she likes you, but you connect to her on a spiritual level, you wait to see how she treats you and what you're going to get from that. Because so why settle for a good marriage? Let's have a great marriage because we can do that. And it takes 2 minutes a day. That's all we've got to do is pray together out loud. I look at it this way. If you pray together, it's really hard to be a jerk right after that. That comes pretty naturally for me. So it's hard to be a jerk when you've just prayed and asked God to bless this woman that you love. And that stays with you, when you do that. If when you do it every day, it's just the results of that are crazy good.
And that's a really
Amen.
good, point for moms too. I know we need to look to up to our husbands as the spiritual head, and to suggest that. I have so many friends that I'll tell and say, "Hey, do you guys pray together?" I mean, Ken and I, like, even if it's 2 minutes, and it can be just 2 minutes.
Yeah, us too. I know.
Hey,
We
2 minutes.
do.
Start your day. Say your kids' names out loud. And pray for them, your grandkids, whatever. Power in the tongue, and it really does make a difference. And so I've had, quite a few friends, suggest to their husband as they're running out the door, "Hey, let's just hold hands, just take 2 minutes. This is the most important thing that we could do today to start our day together for us, for our relationship as husband and wife, and as our kids."
Right, because it's such a beautiful example. And my husband and I, we pray together often, and when we don't, we feel it, and we're always reminding each other, we haven't had a chance to pray through this yet. We haven't. And so we do so, often sit out on the deck and just pray. And I'm like, this is so good, because the kids will come in and be like, oh, sorry, you guys are praying. It's okay, come on in.
Yeah, join
So
us.
yeah. So it's all good. And we need to be, of course, reminding each other. Great advice for our moms that are listening. And these are just things that are sometimes you feel they're so obvious and maybe happening, and we just get away from things. So world starts crushing in on us, and we have to remind and renew just those principles in our home of for the Lord and for our kids, and really for just the future of our family. I do want to talk, just closing here, about the book. Why, how did this come about? And I mean, obviously you have a passion for it, but you didn't wake up one day and said, hey, we're going to write a book. Or
Well,
maybe you did. I don't know.
no, it's the last thing I thought I would ever do is to write a book.
Well, same to cook every meal. You probably thought that was the last thing you would do too, but
No,
you love
that's
it.
not even close to the last thing. There's 100 other things on there. And I guess doing this class for the young marrieds and getting involved in other things, we just and I and recently I've met some young men that just needed to talk about different things and were struggling with issues. And the praying together was one of my biggest things. If you can start doing that, you break down so many other barriers. But we just need to renew our mind, body, and soul every day. And we can do that around the table. And so we
So
just
you said,
thought,
I'm
you know
going to
what?
write a book. I'm going to write down all of our thoughts.
It started because, like Ken said, because we've been doing this class for years, and we do have a nonprofit called Creating for Him, glorifying God through fashion, food, and the arts. So I do the biblically inspired couture fashion show, which I want to talk to you guys. You and Kimberly would love this
All
sometime.
right.
Yeah, Sam Sorbo knows all about it. And Elvita King, you know, she did the foreword for the book.
Oh,
So I
good.
did the fashion part of that. Then Ken does the food. And then we have the art. So we try to push Sorbo films and things like that. So we've been doing this with the young couples, and we see the importance of it. Well, then
Sure.
as we, you know, saw what the radical left trying to pull our families apart and things
That's
like
a
that,
spiritual
it's
battle.
a spiritual, yes.
Sure is.
And so we know, just like Ronald Reagan, it's right on the back of our book. Ronald Reagan, on his farewell address,
He sure
his
did.
quote was, "All great change in
Things.
America begins at the dinner table."
Yep.
And
We
so,
quote that so often.
yes,
Okay.
he wrapped it up. And so we said, really, who is, we just felt like, well, we started to do a little cooking. It was a lifestyle show. Love begins in the
Well, but
kitchen.
then you saw an ad for someone that was could teach you how to write a book.
Yeah, that's what I want to know.
Oh.
Was it hard to get your thoughts down? Was it easy? How long did it take you?
What?
And then
So
we'll let everybody
what
know where
we
they can
did,
buy it.
yeah. So what we did is we sat down a couple of days and we kind of just did an outline. But we
Okay.
already had the creation cooking, seed for
Sure.
choice, offer. So that's the basis of it.
Yeah.
And then we thought we'll put in some of our fun stories of our kids and things that happened and
We did a
a
lot of our
little bit. And
research,
then,
the
yeah.
stats and everything. And
Ken did all the research. I basically did the writing and then he would edit. And we just kind of, it
it
did.
came together
It
surprisingly easy,
came
I'm sure, because it was out of
so
your own
easy.
soul, right? Your
Yes.
own relationship, your own home.
Yes. It came
Yeah.
very easy. I
And
mean, we
I
did
think
it.
that was part of it because we believe so strongly in this and we've seen
Yes.
results ourselves, just like when things happen to you, you're so much more passionate about it. So we've seen it, we've lived
Absolutely.
it, we've done it. And so, like I said, the last thing I thought would I would ever write a book. I have trouble writing a note, but
Okay,
for some
I'm gonna
reason, things
confess for
just
you.
flowed.
Ken graduated from college, double major, 3 years, never bought a book. Yeah, this is, so he
Well,
does not like to write
I
notes
had
or,
to listen. And they
yeah,
didn't have
that's how
audio
he
books back then. But
learned.
so anyway, I just it just came
It
together.
just came together. I love
For
it.
us, we worked as a team the way
Yeah,
we're
sure.
supposed on it.
Yeah.
And after a month or so, we had a book. I was like,
Yeah,
are you
it was
kidding me?
crazy. How exciting. I mean, to have, there's something to writing a book. I have not written one myself, but everyone that I talk to that's an author, it's just so it's so rewarding because it's their thoughts to share with someone. So let everyone know the title of the book again and where they can get it.
Okay, the title of the book is Connecting Around the Table. And of course, you can get it on Amazon. You can go to the website connectingaroundthetable.com. And the website, you can order it from there, but it just leads you right to Amazon. And it tells a little bit about us. There's actually a video on there that shows Ken torching. And
That's what I
so,
want. I want to get
yes,
that.
so you'll be able to see Torch and Ken.
Well, if you want a private lesson for your husband, just connect us.
Okay. You know what? We're going to have
Okay.
dinner together.
We would love it.
Great.
Love,
I'm volunteering to cook.
love
Around
to.
the table.
Because I know you come to Florida, right?
Yes,
Come to
I do. So fun.
Florida
But
often.
again, that's when you meet new friends and new relationships, what do you
Eat.
do?
Eat.
You eat together. So thank you both so much.
Thank
Any
you.
closing words of encouragement for our moms or our dads before we leave?
I think for me, if this can help a family love each other more and just build those bonds, that's more than I could ever ask for. I just hope that people can just see what an amazing gift we have with mothers and fathers. And I think mothers are the most important and the best creation God ever designed in the world. And it's so amazing the power that they have. And I just can't say enough good about what mothers can do. But fathers, you have to be around too. You've got to help out. And we've got to be there as well, because God gave us a lot of great gifts too that we've got to use for our families. So I just am so grateful that we live in this country. I'm so grateful that we have still a lot of good going on. There's a lot of goofy stuff, but you know what? It's all what we make of it. And I just, I want to make my kids feel welcome. I want them to feel included. I want them to feel happy. I want them to feel they're loved. And I also want them to know about our Lord and Savior. And I want them to have and live a happy life, a life full of joy. And you can only get that through God.
And for me, with moms, as a mother of three and grandmother of six, I just want to let the moms know to be bold. We are the heartbeat of the homes. You know, like I've heard Kimberly say, if mom ain't happy, nobody's happy, right? And it's so true. And so...
And you're going to get in trouble after this. Okay, go ahead.
Hey, remember, almost 48 years
ago. I know, I'm just joking. I'm just joking. But it is true. We are the heartbeat of the home. And we are, you know, so...
And to be bold, we need
to be bold.
Let's not shy away and think, oh, maybe I shouldn't say this if, you know, I really want my family to get together. Be bold, say it. You're the mother. You know, we see what can happen when we all spend time together and love on each other. So, and don't feel guilty if you don't cook. I don't cook. If he's out of town, I'll go get a honey baked ham. And it's easy. Slice it off, throw it in a pan or in the microwave. It's easy. It's just taking the time. So be bold, make time, carve out time, and you will see how blessed you are and how blessed your family is.
Amen. Well, you are quite the power couple. Thank you for sharing all of your wisdom. I love the book. I love the journey you've been on. And I love that you're just really such an encouraging couple. So, all the moms will get your book, and we're going to just really renew this in our home. So thank you so much, Lynn and Ken. We appreciate you guys.
Thank you.
What a great conversation and an important reminder for all of us to be connecting around the kitchen table. And of course, hospitality. As the holidays are approaching, Lynn and Ken, they shared so much great information about making that a part of your home. It's like your ministry. And what we can do to others during this holiday season and invite them in and make it even more special for them. All right. Well, thanks everyone for being a part of this program. Again, for more information about Moms for America, go to momsforamerica.us. Check out all of our amazing programs, our resources, our webinars, our seminars, our classes. We are here to support you on your journey through motherhood. So please join the movement. And I say this every week, we have it all for you. From parental rights to public policy, from the kitchen table to Congress, Moms for America is here for you. All right, moms, let's keep changing our country one home at a time, and I'll see you next week. God bless. A special thank you to our sponsor, the Herzog Foundation. The views and opinions expressed in this program are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of the Herzog Foundation.